real thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so I was playing with it a little yesterday. I was hooking up all of our cords up to my mic.
Playing with it.
A little.
Speaking of playing with a little, comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this episode of everyone's favorite podcast. Comes naturally, sorry. Confused Mike. He's like, are we on the Joe Rogan Experience? No, we're not.
That's not my favorite. It's one of.
One of. That was 10 seconds. That's it. Oh, it's not that podcast either.
That's a 10-minute podcast.
Yeah, and we're making it. No, we're making it better.
We're making a 9-minute.
Like 5-second abs.
9-second.
We're making 10-second. They're like, no, not 9 minutes.
9 seconds.
No, because theirs is 10 minutes. So we're just jumping right to 10 seconds. No,
but it's got
to
be 9 seconds. It's got to be something weird.
It's just one hard flex.
It's like,
for 9 seconds. This is
3 seconds.
You try
more
than
not
Vine. To shit yourself.
Oh, try not to? Yeah. All right, I'm not the winner.
You
then.
Lose, sir.
Not the winner. Who's the guy who shit his pants?
This guy.
Oh, two people. All right. Oh, he was talking about me.
Yep.
He's so late. I held it for so long. I was like, he's not going to give me a five. I moved. He's like, ah.
Y'all, I'm gonna get it. He almost fell out of his seat, lounging for, like,
lounging for it.
Oh, that thing where you're in the sled going down the hill, right?
Yeah, lounging. You lounging for it?
Yeah, lounging for it.
When he was lounging
for it. So, what are we going to talk about?
Let's go over the Avengers trailer.
Just the Avengers trailer?
We'll start there.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll build up a lot of...
It'll divulge into nonsense?
Yeah.
So the Avengers trailer we're talking about is the one that came out about 5 days ago.
Which should be like the last real trailer, right?
Yeah, it's the final trailer. We'll have an international one here probably in like a couple days or a week or so. But it'll be the same trailer with like a couple extra thrown in scenes with Japanese words thrown on top of it. Because that's what happens every time. They always call them international trailers, but they're usually routinely in Japanese. But,
that's fair.
That's the one you see. I mean, I'm sure there's other ones like in German and shit, but those aren't the ones that are brought to the mass of the internet. Yes, so the new Avengers trailer, Avengers Infinity War, has a lot in it.
A little bit.
There's
a little bit going on.
We get more of the story. Not that we needed to know what the story was. It's pretty self-evident. Thanos has the gauntlet. Now he wants the Infinity Stones to put in his gauntlet, because you can't have a glove without bling on it. That's what Michael Jackson taught us all.
Mm-hmm.
So, Thanos is a big King of Pop fan. He's like, I got a
glove. We gave MJ all of his power.
That's right. Infinity's the right ones.
To the glove.
Yep. So, he is on his way. So, we know of two that he has already, because he you see him in the trailer. He has the Power Stone and the... what's the Tesseract one? The Space Stone? Right?
That Space Stone doesn't sound right.
Pull them up. Can't remember what they call the Tesseract.
Doesn't matter.
And then we see in the earlier, not this trailer, but the earlier trailer, we do see one of his generals prying loose the Mind Gem out of, Mind Stone out of...
never mind, it is the Space Stone.
It is Space Stone, right?
Yeah, so you have the Tesseract, which is the Space Stone, Aether, which is the Reality Stone.
Yep.
Orb is the Power Stone. The Mind Stone is the Loki's scepter or Vision's
noggin thing. Yep.
And then we still have what, the Soul Stone and the Time Stone.
No, Time Stone is the Eye of Agamotto. Yeah. Yep. So it's in Doctor Strange's amulet.
Soul Stone.
Soul Stone is the one we're missing.
Yep.
So in the trailer, you see him have the Power Stone and the Space Stone. Because we know where those two are located at. The Power Stone is given to the Nova Corps. Which, if you pay attention to Guardians of the Galaxy 2, you hear the Nova Corps has fallen. You just don't know how. Was it in Ragnarok you hear that? No, it was in Guardians 2. Because they talked about
how...
I
remember it in Ragnarok, so it must have been in Guardians
2. I want to say it was Guardians 2, because they said something like how ever since the Nova Corps doesn't leave their own little area, that's when like the Guardians have kind of done their little thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we know he's coming from that, but he has those. So obviously we'll see where he gets both of them, but we'll see him crushing the Nova Corps, obviously, because they have the Power Stone, because that's what they were given.
See you later, John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
You're about to die.
Yeah. Right? And then you see him get the Space Stone, which was in the Tesseract, which if you watch Ragnarok, you know Loki has. And then you see him in not this trailer, but the trailer before, you see him presenting the Tesseract to somebody I'm going to guess that somebody is Thanos, because he's, you know, once again, looking out for himself and betraying everybody else.
Is he, though?
Well, he has. Thanos has the space stone, so, I mean, he could kill him and just take it if he tries to trick him, but.
Yeah. That's one thing I was wondering about this movie, is if Loki's going to be
full good
or half and half, like he kind of has been.
Well, in Ragnarok, he was like more full good than he was.
Yeah, but he was still trying to get away, yeah. You know, until like it really counted. Mm-hmm. And then there's that scene where he sees the Tesseract and he's like, ooh. You know?
He's like, well, I'm here.
So
this place going down. So.
I kind of want him to just be full on good guy, because like, there's enough fuckery going on from Thanos that we don't need to.
We don't need a fuckery. Third tertiary bad guy doing stupid shit.
We don't need Loki doing something stupid again to destroy the whole world.
Yeah.
Or half the world.
I mean, there is a lot of already antagonists in this movie. So I could see him not really being needed to be one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see him being the kind of coward that would easily be like, well, Thanos gonna win. So, him crushing Thor's head was with his non-gauntleted hand. So that was pretty terrifying, I would say. I mean, that's what I think, at least. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what other was in there. I'm trying to find the little. Oh, by the way, they broke the pre-sale record, by the way, for tickets for Infinity War.
Shocker.
Already.
Guess who they took it from?
Star Wars?
Black Panther.
Oh, that's right. Black Panther. Forgot about that.
Yep. Trying to pull up images here to spark what we're talking, like things we're talking about. The opening is pretty interesting, where they show that light in the foreground as the camera ticks around, very Doctor Strange-ish. And then as the narration's going by, you see it turning to a long, like, you know, basically a trail of light, because it's whatever it is, it's, you know, shooting in our atmosphere. But you get a good glimpse of a lot of everybody. There's a shot of Widow and Banner with War Machine all looking up. You see the reflection of it in the window of Strange's hangout. And then you see a shot, a close-up of the gauntlet with Thanos dropping the space stone in. And you can see on the first knuckle, he already has the power stone in there. Who has... They gave the ether to the collector, right? After Dark World... Isn't that when it popped in? Right?
I think so, yeah, because I do remember him at the end.
Yeah, because he says one down, five to go.
Yeah.
But then Guardians came out. They went to him with what would have been the Power Stone.
Yeah.
But then his crazy assistant decided to blow up his place, obviously, so that's how he obviously somewhere the ether stone the reality stone is somewhere in there, so I don't know. Might be sort of lost. We're talking about the stones, the other ones. So a couple of, we were talking about rumors before we recorded, we'll talk about them now. Somebody also said that the Soul Stone showed up already because of Guardians 2. And the birth of Adam Warlock, because that gold, the gold people are obsessed with gold, obviously. And what color is the Soul Stone? It's like a golden orange.
Oh.
Close.
Mike spaced out. He's like, no. And they're so they're saying that's what they're using to give, basically animate a soul into the creations they make. And that's why there's so many of them, but they have those birthing pods.
Makes sense. They
make a new birthing pod, because she says at the end, she's like, is this a new birthing pod? She's like, this is the evolution of our people or something, whatever she says, whatever it is. And she's like, I'm going to call him Adam. Him was his original name before he decided to give himself a name, which is Adam Warlock. He went by him, just H-I-M, which if you're a comic book fan, that was what everybody called him until he finally had a sentient mind of his own, where it wasn't just a mindless killing machine, and someone said, what do we call you? And he's like, my name's Adam. So they're saying that we haven't technically seen the Soul Stone yet, but we have seen the evidence of the Soul Stone, which would be the golden people being able to create life from the birthing pods. Because they would use the power from the stone to give a soul to that. Because the Soul Stone has two main powers. One is to bring people back to the death. One is to grant life. So kind of same thing. The other one is to... it's actually just like all the Infinity Stones. There's a galaxy trapped inside of them, and that's where the Tesseract is sucked Red Skull into, because he's inside whatever galaxy. And it's not a galaxy inside the stone. He's not in the stone, but it basically transports you through the stone into their corresponding galaxy, which is what powers the stone itself. So he's inside the Space Stones galaxy, wherever that happens to be, in the far reaches or wherever, because it could even be dimensional. Like, it'd be a stacked dimensions, as they talked about in Dark World, mm-hmm. where they verge. Even though they're the same, they're in the same space, the dimension will converge, right? They call it convergence, right?
Yeah.
And that's where you can see through the gates of all of them into the different planets. That's one of the other... theories is that that's where Red Skull got sucked into. He's in that dimensional galaxy. And then so eventually Thanos gets a hold of the Soul Stone in this movie. And that's how, when you go and you look at the later half of it and you see them all around that like weird orange looking everything, that is them being transported in. And that's why you only see a few of them versus all of them, and it doesn't look like Wakanda anymore, because a lot of the trailer makes it look like the main battle is in Africa near Wakanda.
Right.
But I'm feeling that's at the very beginning of that, and then he basically activates the stone. I don't know how he gets it. I have no guesses on that, because if it's with Adam, it's one thing. But the other theory is that it's actually inside Heimdall. If you don't remember who Heimdall is, he's the seer of souls, weird, mm-hmm. From Asgard, played by Idris Elba, who has the golden orange eyes. And the reason he can see souls is because everyone thinks that when he was born blind, and he was bestowed the soul gem. But the curse of it is he has to do what he does, which is try to protect all the souls he can, but he can also see the past and the future, but he sees it all at once, and that's why his eyes have that glow. So the theory is he has that, oddly enough. If we remember back to Thor Ragnarok, he's with the rest of the Asgardians on that new ship, and they get captured by who?
Thanos.
Thanos, right?
Yep.
And so, technically, Heimdall would be there when he... Again, this is just theory. This is not a spoiler. Well, it could be a spoiler.
But this would make sense, because you're leading towards the fact that Thanos is like, oh, shit.
Yep.
You have the Soul Stone.
And the reason why is because Thanos kills Thor, and while they're reeling from it, Heimdall brings Thor back to life, granting him a new eyeball. And also Thanos sees this and goes, wait a tick. Or one of his generals sees this and says, wait a tick. Murders the shit out of Heimdall, takes the stone, gives it to Thanos. Thanos then has it. Why you don't see it in the glove is, well, because it's a trailer and we don't have to see everything yet. But that would explain...
And they could potentially just not have it in the glove for the trailers.
Yeah.
You know, they do shit like that.
All the time.
Yeah.
Misdirection and all.
Yeah, hence why Thor had two eyes in every trailer for...
Thor Ragnarok.
For Thor Ragnarok.
Up until, you watch it, like, I don't remember him losing an eye at all. Because I haven't seen that bridge scene yet, and he had both eyes. No, we tricked you. But reason this theory comes about... And we were talking about this before we were recording, and then they made me stop to talk about it on the show, is it stems all the way back to everyone's least favorite Avengers movie, Age of Ultron, where Thor goes into the vision bath where he's in the weird cave and there's water, which they don't explain where it's at. Anyways, and he basically electrifies it and has that vision of the future. And that future is actually not a good future. It's a very bad future. It's Valhalla, the halls of Valhalla. That's why the walls are golden, blah, blah, blah. But you see Heimdall and a bunch of other dead people who were previous dead alive, but Heimdall has blind eyes. He doesn't have the golden eyes. And what the theory is the reason Thor is so shaken by that vision isn't because he's like, oh, my friend is dead, has dead eyes, he's blind again. It's he realizes he's in Valhalla and these are all the dead people, and he's realizing everybody he's ever known and loved are dead. And so he goes, we need to stop him thinking we need to stop Ultron because he's what the bringer of death is right now. Literally, we know that Thanos is actually on the way.
Right.
And so that is a precursor to him knowing that Heimdall's going to die and the soul stone's going to be removed from his body. And, you know, when he...
That makes sense.
He would die a worthy death, so he'd go to Valhalla, but he would be blind there because he was born blind.
Yeah.
So that's the theory.
And that theory makes sense.
And that's how you would explain Thor getting his head crushed, because I don't think Thanos is going to stop. Mm-hmm. That looks pretty permanent. How he's alive again, and why he would have two eyes and a lot of promotional art, and not a sweet, sweet eye patch.
Yeah.
Because you see the sweet, sweet eye patch on his face, his beat up, bloody face, as his head's getting crushed by that purple hand. But then on a lot of the toys, you see him without the eye patch. He has two eyeballs.
There's the parts in the trailers where he has two eyes too, right?
No.
No?
No, not in this one. Because in the what's crazy about this is all the scenes you see with Thor are with the Guardians inside the ship, the new Milano, or whatever they end up calling it. And you see him on board Thanos' ship. But you never see Thor with the rest of the Avengers, the rest of the trailers. You never see him back on Earth. You never see him anywhere inside, except for inside the Guardian ship when he first sees them. Well, we see them at the end of... You know, when you see, like, who the hell are you guys at the end of the first trailer, then you see him talking about Thanos along with all the other Avengers through the monologue at the beginning of the second trailer. And in this one, again, you never see him actually reunite with the rest of the group. It doesn't mean he doesn't make it there.
Yeah.
But the reason why you don't see him is they cut him because you didn't want to have to do a whole Ragnarok thing where they superimpose an eye patch on just because he actually does have two eyes. That would be my theory, but I've been wrong several times before. So
I think these the things that happen in this movie will lead to Thor being like drunk, grumpy Thor that doesn't want to fucking do anything again, like the Ultimates.
He could. I mean, in that one, he was tricked into thinking he was an insane person.
Well, yeah, but like I'm just saying, like he exiled himself essentially, and was just drinking and hanging out.
Yeah, because it could be at the end of this movie, Thanos could, air quotes, win in a way, and he could kill, air quotes, certain people. Thanos not being able to save those people then goes on a fucking intergalactic bender, or just a bender on Earth, and just starts slamming them back and being a crazy drunk all the time. But, you know, whatever. Theories. Back to the trailer, you see a really good shot of him taking his helmet off, which is pretty cool because everyone's like, he doesn't have his helmet on. I'm like, dude, can't always wear a helmet. It's got to be uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he's wearing armor all the time, but I mean, you can't just take armor off, swing around a big purple dick all the time. That's got to get in the way.
Compared to Watchmen?
Yeah, big blue. He eventually gave himself underwear, though, because he knew how much of a problem it was. He's like, when he gets big, he's like, oh, I was already there, but like now I'm like, I made myself 5 feet tall. Guess what? This came with it. Now I'm knocking over buildings, and it's getting caught on palm trees and shit, so I'm going to give myself underwear. Caught on palm trees. But maybe that was just my thinking. There's a couple cool shots of Peter in this trailer. One, he's hanging on the side of a school bus, putting on his mask. Well, there goes the identity. That was from the earlier trailer, that was a bus full of kids. And he's just like, oh, looking. And this is on what seems to be the same bus.
Maybe he says smoke bomb. He was like, smoke bomb. And he jumped out of the bus and no one saw him leave.
He did the web shooters.
Wait, what?
And he's like, web shooters make smoke webs. And it's like, pew, smoke webs. I'm sure that's one of the many web formulas.
Maybe he punched every kid in the face. knocked him
he
out.
He just did the little, like, the where he did the...
Where he blinds him. It's just like, yeah. Blind.
He's like, no one can see me. We saw you do it, Peter. He's like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Spider-Man vanish.
Yep.
I mean, what?
And then he puts on the mask, and then he jumps... One of the cool things, he jumps off the side of the bus on the bridge and webs and then swings and glides across the water. Super fucking cool.
I got the vibe for this trailer that, like... Spider-Man's gonna be the main focus, like, going forward with the next phase of stuff. Like, the main hero. Kind of where Tony is now. Like, Tony's the one that's in everything, basically, you know? And his company's doing this, and he's kind of had his hands in every part of these movies. Even if he's not in it, his presence is felt. I feel like... especially at the end of this trailer, getting that one little, you know, funny bit with Strange, but then also just showing him off for a minute. There's no real reason. I feel like they're like, okay, everyone's like, I'm going to keep saying everyone's going to die. I know everyone's not going to die, but they're going to probably have deaths, or at least, like Cody was saying earlier, disappearances or different dimensions or whatever. And Tony or Peter Parker is going to be the one that kind of takes up the mantle of leader, quote unquote, of whatever the new version of the Avengers is going to be.
The new Avengers?
Yeah. That's the vibe I'm getting.
There was a rumor a while back.
And he's the youngest.
Yeah.
You know, just logically thinking too, he is the youngest with the least amount of story told out of all these characters. Mm-hmm. So it would kind of make sense that he would be the main focus going forward for whatever the next phase is.
Yeah, because there's rumors that when and if Tony needs to be replaced, instead of replacing the actor and rebooting it, they'll somehow eliminate Tony from being Iron Man. Either be he gives up the mantle because he can't handle it anymore, or he dies, and Peter takes up the mantle as Iron Spider, which will really piss people off, because he's already going to have the arms in this, so we'll see how angry they get. But he'll take up the mantle of Iron Man, because he is obviously a genius just like Tony is, if not more so.
They just haven't shown it yet. I mean, it's only been one movie.
I mean, yeah, but he's also in high school, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. In advanced placement high school, but still.
But then you could, like, because this will introduce, he could be introduced to shit from Wakanda, too. It was obviously way more technologically advanced than everywhere else. So he'd be able to kind of learn from them, too.
I would definitely say if they showed more off of that in him in further movies, I would agree with you, Mike. Well, but if they don't, then I'd...
I feel like due to the success of Black Panther, Black Panther's sister Shuri.
Shuri, yeah,
she could be a prime one too to kind of take over the technology side of thing for everything, and just kind of
be the one that makes all the
power
stuff
and making the stuff,
yeah,
and advancing her knowledge in that capacity too.
And we were talking about this last night. I'm wondering the timeline of this movie. So we have a lot of Black Panther took place a week after the events of Civil War, right? Homecoming seems to be taking place a long time after that, because he at the beginning he's coming back from the whole thing, because he does the video and Happy's with him and Tony drops him off and blah blah blah, right? Then a montage of him doing stuff where at least we were talking about last night, I think at least a month or so goes by. Just that part before the rest of it goes on. And like that movie takes place over a few weeks, really.
Yeah.
Through different things. So where does that fall in, right? So how far does that go? This happens, right? So Infinity War. Right after that, everyone thinks that Ant-Man and Wasp actually takes place before this. Just we don't get to see it before. That's why one of the reasons that Scott and her aren't in this. They're more going to be in the second one because of the events that happened. But it also could be because of, you know, certain time powers. So what I'm wondering is how much time has elapsed from the end of Black Panther, where they say they're going to and the other thing is the end scene of Black Panther. By the way, spoilers, if you haven't seen Black Panther, A, I think that's impossible. B, shame on you. But C, here's about to be a spoiler. The end when he says we're going to share our knowledge, not resources, because everyone says, oh, resources. It's not just handing out fucking a fucking terrible medal to give out to people that easy, as we've seen, can be used as explosives very terribly.
Yeah.
I want to know how much time has passed when, A, they make that announcement, right? Because obviously it's not the next day. He's just like, button up and just head out to the UN and be like, all right, guys, guess what's going to happen? And then how much time from that point do they go on? Because if you look at Tony's new suit, it looks drastically advanced compared to what it is. And even like the advancements in Spidey's suit, too, that you saw at the end of Civil War, but obviously looks even more advanced than this. And we know by spoilers from the blueprints on the wall inside the display case with it at the end of Civil War, and the toys have come out, he's going to have the extra arms through the backpack. How is that going to come out? Because Tony's suit is very slimming in this one, unlike the previous ones where it was very bulky. And when he has his helmet either taken off or retracted, his head looks very small compared to the body because it's armor. This one, it does not look that way.
It's very streamlined,
But also the scene where he's flying towards that weird ring, which I'm staring at in above the city of New York right now, and he jets and he's going and he basically forms his feet into it. If you watch it, it basically forms that out of the feet and almost looks like the suit reforms itself into something else.
Hmm.
So I'm wondering if it's a mix between his, what he was doing with it with when he took with the extremist stuff where he took the reactor out of the reactor and the pieces of the shards out of his body to repair himself. He doesn't have to have the reactor in him anymore, to a mix of Wakanda technology and not so much using vibranium for his suit, but using that obviously technology that Shiri made with the whole necklace being able to form the suit, something similar where he can wear something like he'd have, because you already saw it with in Civil War with the glove, where he takes the watch and he pulls it over and it makes the repulsor on his hand.
Yeah,
he was already going those steps. I'm wondering how much farther.
Well, that's the one thing they've done with every movie that Iron Man is Iron Man in it. You see him get the suit a new
advanced way. Be it a suitcase in Iron Man 2, or to be the gauntlets where it can call him to him and piece by piece it goes on through
3.
That was in Avengers, right?
That was 3 where he started.
No, because he got thrown out of the tower.
Oh yeah.
3 is where he calls the suits in and then he just steps into them. Yeah. And the same thing he did in Homecoming, it was a more advanced suit.
And he just stepped out of it.
But he stepped out of it, yeah.
And then just hopped back in.
Yeah. Joe has something to add.
I found somebody that has literally gone through and tried to pin down the like dates and whatnot. It says Black Panther, believe it or not, the events of Black Panther occur roughly 1 week after Zemo's apprehension at the end of Captain America: Civil War.
Well, they say that in the beginning of Black Panther,
right? And one it takes place before the events of Homecoming.
Yeah,
which and Doctor Strange. Sense.
Oh, and Doctor Strange?
And Doctor Strange.
Wonder when that falls into then. Because he's Doctor Strange is the only one that's completely remote, other than the Guardians. But, you know, the Guardians have their own problems to deal with. You know, they got the stepdaughter of Thanos on board. Well, actually, both of them, technically, right?
Yeah.
But that's interesting that Doctor Strange takes place after Civil War.
Yeah.
I guess that would make sense why he isn't involved in that at all. Thor Ragnarok obviously takes place after Doctor Strange because Doctor Strange is in it.
Thor Ragnarok takes place 2 years after the Battle of Sokovia.
2 years?
After Avengers 2?
Yeah.
All right.
God damn. Well, Civil War took place almost a year after, right? Didn't they say because they were like still working on all that shit? They took them, I think in the movie they said it took them 6 to 8 months to get the accord set up.
You could probably figure that out in here. This is literally the last two things were on here were just Thor Ragnarok and Black Panther, but it literally is a timeline that starts all the way back.
Would you like to share that with me? Like send it my way?
Before the universe began.
It's a while ago. It was a hop, skip, and jump to the beginning of
that time. Talks about the origins of the Infinity Stones, and it just goes from there.
Yeah, because there's a... I don't know if you can see it in any of these images. There's 5 places on the gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
There's on the or five places on the knuckles, and then there's the one big one in the middle. In I want to say it was the Illuminati run where they basically exposed the fact that they had the gauntlet and the gems and the stones all along after the comic book Infinity War took place. That damn it.
Oh, did it go away?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except.
It just sat there flashing, and I was like waiting. I'm like,
yeah, it popped up, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna hit it.
Go.
They show that there's actually a sixth piece that goes on the palm, but nobody knew what that was, because there's the one on the top of the back of the hand.
Right.
There's another one that's here. That one's supposed to be the Infinity Stone that correlates with our universe. Because each one has its own.
Has that ever had a comic book appearance, though?
No, they didn't ever finish it.
Yeah.
But that's, so there was a rumor that was a thing, too. And I was like, well, obviously, if each of the stones relate to a different dimension or universe, obviously we are in one as well. And could you pull that stone into our universe and still, you know, obviously we don't know how they if they can cross or not, because, you know, could explain why you don't see Thanos with the Soul Stone. If he created the portal and pulled it through, it can't be there. But I don't know. They also could be, it's not again making it visible in the trailer, because
misdirection,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna deep dive the shit out of this fucking page.
It's definitely a list that you'll have to go through later, because this is
yeah, super awesome.
2998 BCE, the convergence or the alignment of the nine realms.
Yeah, the first time. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Collider.com.
Good job, Collider. I don't know who built this, but a fucking men. This person put in them 40-something plus hours.
That's what I'm saying. The title of the article is MCU Timeline Explained from Infinity Stones to Infinity War and Beyond. So it definitely looks like it'll be an interesting read.
For sure. I'm going to read the shit out of
that. And it includes the Netflix series.
Yeah.
All the Marvel, and also Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, so leading up to this, everyone was saying that up till before Jessica Jones season 2 came out, everyone's saying that the TV, the Netflix, not the I can't say TV, because obviously Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff is definitely directly involved with the MCU because of, you know, Agent Carter and Coulson and them. But they're saying the Netflix series was a different Marvel universe, like it was Zone 1, because they never specifically say anything about the events of, you know, they mention Iron Man, they mention Thor and Captain America.
Hulk. You see the Avengers Hulk. Tower in the background.
Yeah, that's just, you don't really, you know, they never really say, like, yeah, that's why they're in there. But Jessica Jones is the first actual real evidence that they are, because of the existence of the raft.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, if you don't know, at one point her mother, who has powers, is threatened to be sent to the raft, because that's where they send uncontrolled power users that they can't reform or put in a regular prison because they're too strong or too, you know, violent.
Yeah.
And they need to get them away. They threaten to bring her to the raft. And I was like, oh, that's a big deal. Because that then automatically makes you know that that's a thing, because it takes place after Civil War, where the raft essentially was debuted in the cinematic universe. So I was like, that's just another linchpin.
Do you think we'll get those characters in any part of Infinity War, the Defenders, or even bringing back Agent Coulson?
I still have no idea why Agent Coulson hasn't shown back up in the movies. I think that character is being wasted in the TV show. Like, they're doing a good job with that, especially now, like, they're each season has its own little theme versus trying to follow everything else. Mm-hmm. You know, like Winter Soldier, obviously the breakdown of S.H.I.E.L.D. and being Hydra, that sent ripples through everything within the Avengers universe, including Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then even like with the little things like Thor, you know, that sort of stuff. But then with the Ghost Rider season, they kind of went on their own thing, because they started doing the All-Inhumans thing, Mm-hmm. And that kind of that ran its course. And of course, with the that was no bad thing to them is the movie, which is now a TV show that's lackluster at best, didn't take place within timeline they wanted to make it, because that would have the show would have played into that with Inhumans and Daisy being an Inhuman, as well as a lot of the other ones. And so when they went to the next one, when they did the whole thing with Ghost Rider and stuff, they finally broke away their own. And even this new season is going to take place in space. And that's one of the reasons why Red Online is one of the reasons they're doing that, is to get that group of heroes away from the events of this, of Infinity War, because oddly enough, you would think that's a pretty big deal. Why don't we call in everybody?
Yeah.
But if they're not there, you can't call them in.
Yeah.
And they're bringing the Kree in that. Like, they're doing all sorts of crazy shit. But that's also the Phase 4, which is the more intergalactic stuff with Captain Marvel and Volume 3 of the Guardians Galaxy. They're looking at more, well, Doctor Strange as well, because he's part of that whole group. They're focusing more on that. So at this point, they're even ahead of that again, because they're already dealing with the Kree and all that fun stuff. And we can even get a clue of the fall of the Nova Corps. Obviously, we're going to probably hear about it in Infinity War, but you could hear about it rippling through all the way down to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
Right.
Because they're dealing with the Kree, and the Kree have a deal. Obviously, if you watched the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, there's a truce call between the Kree and the Nova Corps. So that could be as far as that too. So they and there's rumors that they're even going into Secret Invasion as part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And the reason they're all transported to space is because they're being replaced on Earth.
Hmm.
And so there's a thing about them coming. They're going to basically find their way back, and there's going to be versions of them already there. And it's ended up being that they're the I can't think of the name right now. What are they? Starts with an S. Scrolls.
There we go.
Good Lord, I don't know why I couldn't figure that out. In my head, I'm like, I know the things, and they have the weird skin and the weird chins. Scrolls. Mm-hmm. That they could be already replaced, and that's why they're in space. And the Kree have saved them, because obviously the Skrulls and the Kree don't get along together.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was pretty cool too.
If that happens, but
how surprising is it that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still going on?
Very surprising.
Because the first season I remember watching was good for what it was. Second season, I quit halfway through, and I never picked it up again after that.
Season two was such a letdown, because they had Lucy Lawless come in, and she was going to be this big character, and they kill her off in like the first like 15 minutes.
Yeah, first episode. Yeah.
And I was like,
Steven Seagalder.
Yeah, I was like, yo, why would you put... There was so much emphasis on her being in the show. I was like, oh, she's going to be like an ally, then maybe turn bad or something. Nah, it doesn't matter, because that bitch is dead within the first 12 and a half minutes of that fucking first episode.
Yeah.
And then...
I think it was that episode where I was just like, I watched it because I was hyped up for the Lucy Lawless
thing
coming in, and I'm like, this is going to be awesome. Xena's back on TV.
Right?
And she died, and it's like, well, this was awful.
I only got through, like, I think the third episode of season two,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I'm done. And then they apparently had success, and then they brought in fucking Ghost Rider. I was like, well, I would like to see Ghost Rider, but
I don't really want to have to go back through all this.
I didn't. I was like, I'm just going to start watching this season with Ghost Rider. And I had no idea what was going on.
And I don't want to enter in like that.
Yeah. I see like clips of it on Twitter and stuff, and I'll watch them, like little minute and a half clips that they release, and I'm like, wow.
I'm going to be honest.
No fucking clue.
In this list, they show a picture of Ghost Rider from the show, and that's the first time I've ever seen it.
Yeah, because he's the new Ghost Rider that uses the car.
What's his name?
I don't know. I can't remember his name. You're talking about the actor, or you're talking about
the name of that Ghost Rider?
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Whatever.
So, does yours have a bunch of empty space?
Oh, if you actually read where it says 1992.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But it doesn't work on the iPad. So I have no clue what it says there. So, because this list was made probably just after Black Panther and Thor Ragnarok, they include a section from like 1992 to 1995 or something like that.
It doesn't at all.
That is whited out, so it hides the spoilers, but when you select things on the iPad,
it's supposed to highlight it to reveal the words. It doesn't actually show the letters.
Yeah.
Horse shit.
So it's kind of funny.
Collider, update your fucking website, you monsters.
Or just don't use an iPad because it's obviously not made for iPad.
Don't know what to do, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
I'll leave it open and so I can open it up on my MacBook. Let's see what else. So you see Tony flying up. Now we were talking about that where his feet transform into a new jet and he's fucking rockets off even faster. There's the hole in the stairs where fucking Banner lands, and you see Doctor Strange getting ready to throw up some wards to battle somebody.
See, Doctor Strange about to get murdered too.
He gets bad. He gets beat the fuck up. There's an interesting line that Tony says in this one where he says, "We have what Thanos wants." So obviously they at that point know he's on his way.
Right.
They know why he's on his way, and they know what it is, they show Vision.
Yeah.
And we all know Vision has the Mind Stone. And so he says, why don't we take what he needs so he has to come to us? And I was like, that seems like a terrible idea.
Well, yeah, what was it? We have one advantage, he has to come to us or something like that? Yeah.
And then like they show Wakanda, and then they show one of the ships landing. You see Cap, Black Widow walking down. Then you see the other side of it, and you see Rhodey walking, by the way, fully walking.
Well, you see his braces, his leg brace in one of the...
Yeah, you can see, yeah, he's walking upright, yeah. It's in this one, you can see him wearing it. You see Banner, you see Falcon, and in the background you see Scarlet Witch and Vision walking down the ramp, mm-hmm. and they're coming up to Wakanda, and obviously Cap is not a stranger to Wakanda because he's been there several times, I'm sure, to check on Bucky, and as we now know, Bucky isn't in the deep freeze anymore.
Nope.
He's all thawed out,
hanging out with one arm.
The White Wolf.
And then they go into Shuri showing a X-ray weird thing of Vision on her little weird wrist palm projector thing, and you see Vision laying down on a table. She looks very worried, like kind of worried, like, hey, so the thing is, that glowy skull, the thingy in the skull, that can't be removed without killing him. So
he did.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to be around very long unless someone has the Soul Stone, and then they could do that. He just wouldn't have the pew pew laser thing in his forehead. There's shots of the Guardians exiting the New Milano onto the deck of a much larger ship, which I can't really tell what this little sphere thing is, but it looks very reminiscent of the little pods that those gold people were using.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes me think the whole Adam Warlock theory could be very relevant, too.
Hmm.
Because you don't see Hemdell in this, but Hemdell could be hiding, too. Or not hiding, but like, you know, part of it. And then you cut to one of my favorite parts is Star-Lord talking with Tony on the very orangish looking, not Earth-like planet. As you can see, everything's very orange. The Soulverse, I think is what they call it. Each one has its own one. And it's some weird, crazy wreckage. Like, that's a massive wreckage they do. Yeah. And you see, like, that's what you see at the end. You see Peter swinging through is the wreckage of that place too,
mm-hmm.
and then they're talking about, he's like, your plan sounds good, but it sucks. So let me make the plan, and it'll be better.
That'll be awesome. Bird in the trailer.
Yeah, and then you see in that little group, because there's four people. You see it's Tony, Peter,
Drax,
and then Star Lord. That's a pretty funny thing. And Drax is looking at Tony, and Tony's like, just trying not to like eye roll the entire time. While Star-Lord's just breaking it down, and he's like, good lord, I'm just done with it. Then you see a big old fight in Wakanda because those weird little spire things come down. Because obviously, bringing in Thanos, you see the big old troop carriers coming with all the Wakanda soldiers and Cap and Bucky's sweet new looking arm. No star, though, because obviously.
Yep.
Then you see a longing-looking Black Widow staring off. Then you see the new and improved Hulkbuster, oddly enough driven by Hulk. Well, Banner. Get up and flex his new super cool-looking armor. And then the background of that is you see Falcon and War Machine flying off past him. Then you see Thor getting all fucking cray-cray inside this big-ass fucking ship with Groot and Rocket, and he calls down the fucking the thunders, the lightnings, which is one of the, like, this, like, that's a great fucking shot of that scene, too.
That's super nerdy.
So fucking cool. I watched the bridge scene from Ragnarok again, where him and Hela are fighting on the balcony, and she says, "What are you the god of again?" And he goes, "Let me show you." And he calls down the fucking lightning, and it blows up, and she falls down, and he just erupts down and lands on the bridge. I was like, "Oh god damn it! It is so fucking cool." But a lot of people are saying this is him calling Stormbringer to him, and that's when they have to rebuild the handle. You see them flinch, and you see teenage Groot get all, "Ooh, what is this?" And then this is the big wreckage machine things. I mean, I'm talking to you guys very orangish, doesn't look very like Wakanda at all. But you have these big weird star shaped ship things.
Yeah, the movie has a vibe like it's gonna be taking place in multiple areas at the same time, having multiple battles at the same time.
Yeah. Easily, yeah.
Thanos' army taking down some place and little Gamora. There's the terrible looking fucking Skull Crush Thor. Just looks so fucking not fun.
All right, so we were talking about it earlier. Who do you think is going to die when it comes down to it?
Captain America definitely dies.
So we're talking both of these, whatever the second one is going to be too, because I wouldn't be surprised if anybody, like, maybe like one person might die in this one. I feel like if there's going to be mass death, it's going to take place over the second one as well.
Right.
I could be wrong, but I feel like they'll keep a lot of people over the second one for the star power of it. Yeah.
I honestly think Captain America dies.
Me too. I think Tony Stark dies too.
And that could be a very big possibility, yeah, as well.
Cody, if you had to pick one person to die, like best bet on character dying, who would you pick?
I would say Cap, just because he's one to run into whatever.
It looks like he's about to get killed at the end of the trailer.
Yeah, because
like,
he catches that gauntlet and he's pressing down on him. He's got both hands and he's straining. And it cuts to Thanos, the overhead of Cap holding. You can see the blurry is in the foreground of the image. And then Thanos is like inches, like, oh, this like human, this little thing that one of the reasons I never came here, because this, like, isn't going to challenge me, is like, oh, this, he's actually doing it. The other
I do think Cap's gonna take Homeboy's moment though of knocking the shit out of Thanos.
You think he's gonna punch
I think he's gonna right hook the fuck out of his face and drop him to a knee.
So one of the rumors is that scene he's holding him and Thanos gets hit and Cap holds onto the gauntlet and he comes out of it and Cap puts it on. And that's when he punches Thanos, but it kills him. That was one of the theories that kills Cap, is because he can't, his human body can't wield that much power. And because he puts all of it into the glove, because the glove refits itself to the owner, and so it scales it down onto his arm, and he goes to punch Thanos, and he does, but when he does it, the power overwhelms him, and he fucking dies. That was one of the theories that Cap goes out. He fucking lays out Thanos, and that's how they get the gauntlet. But who knows if that's, again, I don't know.
That would be dope.
Because one of the reasons why I think those two things are separate, you see the Wakanda fight, but when you cut to the orange planet with all the rusty ships and stuff, none of those people are with them. Because they're at that point, they're separate. Because you never see Iron Man and Cap together. You see War Machine on their side, which is super strange in his own right, because like you think he would still be with Tony, but he's not. He's with them, obviously, for certain reasons. And Tony's in New York with Strange and Peter, and then later on the trailer you see him on the orange planet, you still see them with, you know,
yeah,
with on them, which yeah. makes me think that at one point they get separated, and Tony, Strange, Peter, the Guardians are in one half, and then Cap, Black Panther, Falcon, Widow, Vision, War Machine, Hulk. I think that's all of them.
So do you think they'll actually will meet up at any point during this,
this movie?
Or are they going to save it for part two?
If anything, it's at the end. That basically is like a to be continued, and then they give you the title, which I'm going to guess, just throwing it out there, is probably going to be the Gauntlet War. Because it'd be War for the Gauntlet. That's the name. But
I don't like that
title. I don't like the title at all.
I'm just saying, it's something like
better that. At titling stuff, Cody. Right?
Well, fuck yourself. I'm just throwing it out there. And that's what they somehow get transported over, and that's why you don't really see them meet together, and they probably at the end come together. Like at the end, they're like, oh, to be continued.
Well, because,
you know,
I was getting the vibe that maybe this one would be the one where Thanos does the kill half the people thing.
Good.
Because that's part of the comic book series, right? Like, he actually literally just kills like half the world at one point.
Oh, actually,
and that could lead to the time travel bullshit that Strange is going to do.
Being that those guys are actually possibly on another planet, that could be at the end of them, because they could have maybe not come back at the end of the movie, so they're still separated, and it's not until the next movie where they're all like together. That could be where they meet Captain Marvel. Because if she's supposed to, she's not supposed to be on Earth because of her leaving to battle someone, so I don't know how her movie goes through. That could be how she then later joins the present fray. She meets up with Tony and them on that other far reaches of the space, because she's obviously supposed to be in space fighting mm-hmm. bad alien peoples, which is the Skrulls, which is one of the reasons that the whole thing with the in Secret Invasion with Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. came from, because the Skrulls are the main enemies in the Marvel movie, which isn't out until next year. But that could be how they introduce her, is she is there and she goes, well, I know how to get back to Earth. And they're like, she's our ticket.
I could accept that.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I'm spitballing here.
It's just that when you introduce the whole time travel thing, it just sounds dumb to me that they have to
didn't introduce that.
No, but I mean, because there were those, and this is what we were getting into before we started recording here, is that what was the theory again? It went something that Strange
was setting up the Eye of Agamotto to do the loop again,
right? But
Thanos hit him with something, did something where it basically ripped him and everybody around him through the time tunnel and put them back in time,
like 1990 something.
Yeah, throws them back.
That's where they are introduced to
Captain Marvel,
and it's like, that's fucking stupid to me. It just is.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't make that up.
No.
That was what people have been saying because of what's going on. There's a really cool scene, though, like, of Black Panther getting ready to fight,
mm-hmm.
where he's standing there and he crosses his arms and he pops his claws, and then it goes to a side view where he starts to put his helmet on,
mm-hmm.
and then once it's on, you see everyone charging. I was like, that's so fucking cool. Like, I love the way they did his suit so much.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so good. He's just fucking battle ready. He's like, I'm going to go mess some motherfucking aliens up. And then it cuts to this back view of the cool new Hulkbuster, but you can really see that Black Panther's helmet isn't on yet.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not the correct order of things, but there's a lot of explosions going on. But then you see the shield thing that gets taken down, because like I said last night, you see it get taken down. It hasn't been brought down yet. So, like I said, I don't think they're inviting people into Wakanda yet. They're sharing what
Wakanda has. Well, they took down the cloak, but they still have a shield.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
So, and then the aliens are going. And this is one of the cool things too, because a lot of what they're saying, this is from the clip we saw at Comic-Con,
mm-hmm.
Where there's a bunch of there's a bunch of team ups happening, and one of them. And this is where Thor comes back into the fray, by the way, according to the clip that we saw at Comic-Con, because that's when Thanos wielding the gauntlet, starts pulling apart a moon and throwing chunks down at Thor.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You saw that in Comic-Con?
That's what we saw. That's the clip we saw at Comic-Con.
Have they showed that yet?
No.
That's because there was a picture I ran across. You never
told us about that.
Yeah, I did.
No,
dude. Yeah,
maybe I didn't.
Well, because there's an image that I saw, and I think it was in this list here, where they show like a planet blowing up.
Yeah, he's doing this.
Yeah, you have Thanos standing there.
He has the gauntlet behind him.
Yeah.
He's crushing the moon behind him, and he starts throwing down chunks at Thor.
And I was like, what the fuck is that? It just looked like he was blowing up a planet, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because he has the ability, because they say it in this one, he can just destroy it with a snap of his fingers. But what he's done, he's frustrated because he's been pulled out of the battle for the one of the Infinity Stones, uh-huh. which would be the one he has, because he gets separated from his army, his group, and he gets pulled to the orange planet with them, and that's where they fight. They start fighting him. And the part you see is he literally reaches up, shatters the moon, and starts throwing down pieces at Thor. And you see this part where Doctor Strange is making platforms for Star-Lord to run on to get an advantage on Thanos.
Hmm.
So that's from what we saw, but it was like super like not fully done. You can see, I don't know what it is, but something is flying this direction. I'm not too sure what it is, but then you have Star-Lord running.
It
might be the Flash, yeah. And then he comes up above something, and then you see him shooting, and then it cuts to Scarlet Witch being like, oh, no. And then, of course,
there it is. That's
terrifying.
Right there. Oh, yeah.
And I saw it. I was like, what the hell is that?
Let me see it. Let me see the one.
He looks super pissed right there.
Yeah. So you can see how it has that orange planet and those weird wrecked machines.
Yeah.
He just literally reaches up, says, fuck this, shatters the moon, and starts throwing down pieces at Thor. And the rest of them, too, but Thor's his main thing, because Thor fucking just let him have it.
Anything else?
Oddly enough, not with the hammer. I think that was it.
Mm, you think that was it.
But this is a really terrifying scene, where Doctor Strange is being tortured by one of Thanos' minions, as Mike calls him, Voldemort. but it, as you can see, again, it has that wreckage, that orange, rusty everything is there, so he's there with them too. And then it goes back to the fight in Wakanda. Hulkbuster getting taken down, which I really fucking hope he just goes full Hulk inside the armor and just rips through. Oh my god, it'd be so amazing. Because obviously he can control it more, obviously, but it's well, except for the whole flopping under the bridge thing.
Yeah.
But it's also like a defense mechanism. So when he gets angry or in danger, he pops it and fucking rips through the armor. So that'd be pretty cool. Thanos doing some monologuing while coming after somebody. Tony in a horribly devastated suit.
Yeah.
That thing's not well. That
suit has seen better days.
Yeah, like the day before this.
Yeah.
This could be his death moment too, because you have Thanos jumping up, oddly enough not punching with the glove, because he may not be able to control all of it, so hopefully he's not a lefty and he's a righty, because that right is, you know, how he's crushing Thor's head. You see more debris coming with him, obviously. You see him coming down in a fucking rage, and then switches over to this, which I thought was a really clever way of cutting it, because you see him jumping, but he's leading with this fist, and it cuts to Cap catching him, obviously in a completely different environment.
Yeah.
He catches it, is straining with it. You see this. Now, one of the things someone is saying is like,
at this point, you're talking about the glove. He only looks like he has two
stones. He has the two stones. Someone is saying they cut it properly so you don't see the top, but that's not right, because here you see it that it's empty as well.
Yeah.
But again, that could just be them not showing it off. The other thing, too, is if you go to the Lego set that came out that showed that banner was in the actual Hulkbuster, there's the one of the stones is inside this little machine. What they're saying is that those machines are made to form the Infinity Stones into the gauntlet size they needed to.
Actually put them in stone form?
Yeah.
Which would...
Because you see, you see at one point,
which is one thing I've always wondered, like, because each thing has existed not in stone form but in some other form, so I was wondering how they were going to make it into a gem form to put on the gauntlet.
Because you see the, and it's sitting inside this machine, and it looks like the like a diamond tortoise, I think, toy, obviously. What everyone's saying online is that he has these devices, because you see him crush the Tesseract, and then it cuts to him dropping it in, but it's like, did he crush that into the size, right?
Exactly.
Or did he break the Tesseract to show the actual stone inside of it, drop that into a fucking machine, it spits out the nice gem, and he goes, boop, drops it in the fucking
thing. Then what happens with the ether? Because that's like a gas.
Yeah, exactly. So you put it in there, and it has to basically condense it down into a fucking, you know...
And this will kind of be interesting to add to it. In an interview with Empire, Anthony Russo was doing a Q&A with him.
Yeah.
And it said that the entire film was constructed using different genre templates for each scene. The scenes with the Vision and Scarlet Witch were developed as a horror film.
Huh.
Yeah. And that makes sense that they would use different, you know, genres for each group that's going on.
Well, it's even the trailer shows that too, because it starts off with that whole rotating camera trick thing they did from Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
But then later on, with when they're like in Wakanda, it has those big swooping open scenes like they showed in Black Panther.
Right.
So it's very interesting. And then even, come to think of it, even the whole thing on the Red Planet with like Star-Lord jumping on the platforms that Doctor Strange, that's very Guardians of the Galaxy look too.
Yeah.
Where it's very, you know, obviously...
From I guess also from the Empire thing, Robert Downey Jr., not the same, but he recently made comments saying the film is a heads will roll scenario.
Yeah.
And Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige's warning to fans that they should, quote, be careful what they wish for. I was like, oh shit, everybody's going to die.
Stop wishing that, Mike.
Stop. Yeah, Mike.
I don't want it to
Joss
happen.
Whedon.
It would make more sense if it did happen.
It would add an impact.
But if you go through these two movies and you don't have significant loss in them, there's no more stakes in any of the movies.
You can only introduce Quicksilver once.
Yeah.
Yeah. We brought him back. He died again. Fuck.
It's true. It's true. Still angry about that. Then, of course, my favorite scene is the interaction between... Peter and Doctor Strange. So fucking classic. Fucking Parker.
I like how Doctor Strange, his character from his movie to now, he never really lost that, like, kind of...
asshole swagger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I was trying to figure out how
even in Ragnarok, it's even magnified.
Yeah, he's like, it's almost like, look, I know shit you don't know. And I'm trying to be nice, but you're wasting my time kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like... And then just that, like, look he gives Peter, like, okay, stupid.
He's like, whatever, kid. And he's like, all right, I'm done. Listen, look at me.
Careful there.
I don't know how things work.
Breaking shit.
I've been drinking today. Yeah. This is, like, my fourth iced tea. So, you know.
Take that away.
Nope. You touch my iced tea, you die.
Fair enough. It's also across the table, and I don't care enough.
Let's keep it that way, shall we? I think that's it for Infinity War. There's lots of shit going on. I mean, we're still guessing at a lot of it, which is good.
Yeah.
But also aggravating, because I kind of like to know things.
It is weird that we're getting multiple movies before the next Avengers, though, in this kind of situation. Like, because a couple years ago, before we knew we knew Avengers was going to be a two-part thing, you kind of just assumed to be like... this summer part one and next summer part two.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is.
It is, but like...
But we didn't expect them to be multiple movies in between.
We want to just jump right to it, you know? They could even wait like 6 months. It should be done. They should just release it 6 months afterwards.
Well, originally, right? If I'm not mistaken, originally it was planned that way. One would come out in the beginning of summer, and then the second one come out towards the end. Like 3 or 4 months later.
That would have been badass.
I think that's, if I remember correctly,
that
would
almost seem like it would coincide with like a Blu-ray release where
you imagine
have the original one.
If Netflix just dropped it. It gets that would be right the now. Biggest show your dick move that Netflix could ever do. Is they're like, oh yeah, well we have the Avengers part two. You get it's on.
We get the right Avengers four. By the way,
it's
cool. Hours after the first showing, it's available to watch on Netflix.
Yeah,
that'd be so dope.
Movie theaters would be literally selling out minutes after that was announced. Because, like, I have to see the fucking third one before I see the fourth one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have access to the fourth one, and I'm not strong enough of a human being or a fucking carbon-based life form to withstand watching it. So I'm going to have to go see the third one. Yeah, that'd be a fucking...
Is this a movie... Where does this movie rank in terms of how excited you are for it? Like, anticipation-wise?
Other than Ready Player One, this is my most excited movie to see. Ready Player One... Up until the first trailer, I was very nervous about, but I was excited too. Like, not like you're like, it's going to suck. I mean, there was that thought, though, because, like, it's a very big book.
I don't think I ever said that.
Not about Ready Player One, but about other stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've definitely said that about other stuff.
Yeah, for sure. But I was like, oh.
I'm a warrior. I worry about
Steven Spielberg makes really good movies, like, 99% of the time.
Yeah.
And the bad ones or not good ones aren't his fault per se. It's more of just...
They're still spectacular.
You know,
spectacular.
Yeah, they look good. Yeah.
Well, it's just Ready Player One after reading the book. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. So what I was worried about is how are they going to be able to do all this because there's so much stuff they don't have access to in the short amount of time they're planning on making
But in the trailer, you see what are like pretty good subs.
Yeah, and you're like, okay. Yes. Right. You know what I mean? Instead of an X-Wing, it's a fucking DeLorean. You're like,
I'm okay with it.
I'm so okay with this. A fucking road race that includes the bike from Akira.
You think I could shout pause in the middle of the film and just be like...
I will fucking slap you.
No, just so you can sit there and be like, dude, it's him.
No,
it's
wait till the end. Wait till the end. Wait till we get it back on home video. Because if you pause a fucking movie for the first time I'm watching it in a theater... Like, if we could get it where it's like the fifth time I've watched it... And it's in the theater and we can do it on a big screen, yes, I will go ahead and let you say pause as much as you want. But the first viewing, I will literally take a shoe off and beat you half to death with it.
Well, I won't be there with the first viewing with you guys, so...
Yeah, you will. It's on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right, it's
Pacific Rim, you won't
be. Yeah, it's Pacific Rim, I won't be.
Mike's going to be really upset if he doesn't like Pacific Rim Uprising, and we have to go see it a second time when we go see it with you before we see
Ready Player One. I really hope he doesn't like it, and I like it.
Be the opposite of Thor Ragnarok.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where he's disappointed in it and you loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you loved Ragnarok and he was disappointed in it, but he liked it.
No, you fucking hated a lot of parts of it, but liked it.
No. Remember, we discussed
this. He admitted it later after.
No, we discussed it. He hates it. He's disappointed in it. Remember.
Yes.
No. It's code words like control means.
But when originally explaining it.
Oh, yeah, for
using
sure.
Fucking hate multiple times for a movie for sure. He enjoyed is pretty
Then
crazy.
He retconned it later, said disappointed.
Right.
Yes. What I'm saying is, I'm hoping you're, air quotes, disappointed in it.
Yeah.
And you have to go see the second time.
I fucking hate 15 parts of it, but overall it's pretty good.
Even better. You're, air quotes, disappointed in at least 15 parts. And you didn't enjoy the humor aspect they threw into it. But he loved it.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You wanted more slapstick, and he's glad they didn't have slapstick.
Oh, if they go slapstick in this, I'll be with Joe on that one. I'll be like, come on, that's not.
It cuts just a cartoon.
Ugh.
You're like.
Jaeger's just dancing around, hitting each other.
They're doing the whole Stooges. Like rubber, whatever they call that, rubber animation.
Yep, fantastic. It's a guy in a suit. You can see the zipper.
Classic Godzilla.
They fly.
Or two feet,
dropkick.
Or, like, the whole Power Rangers thing where it's, like, you can see a guy just wearing, like, plastic armor, but you can see the spandex suit underneath.
Yeah.
You know? It'd be amazing. He goes to deploy the sword, but instead of being in it, like, you seeing it do it, it just cuts away and then he has a sword. You're like,
I really want them to have, like, storyboarded the movie like that.
Oh, a guy in a suit?
Guy in a suit, yeah.
They took pictures of a guy like in a suit? See.
Exactly, yeah.
And, like, is someone holding, like, a monster stuffed animal next to him?
That or wearing, like, a really shitty, like, rubber Godzilla suit or something?
Guy with two sticks, and he's got, like, a cutout of him, and he's like this.
You remember
in front
when
of the
we
camera?
Saw Transformers 3?
and it was goes from a fully CG to, like, an anima, like a fucking
cinematic.
Went full,
yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot the scene where he flies around the building. But there's other parts too where you could see the broom with tennis balls on it.
Yeah,
right next to Optimus Prime's face.
No, it was Optimus. It was Sentinel Prime. When he leans down to talk to him, you can see the so stick.
Megan Fox had something to look at, and she's just.
And the other one too is the part where they Bumblebee shows up and shoots those cars when they're before they transform and they're supposed to fly off. And we saw the preview; you could see him being drug on tracks in the fake explosions. Saw it back, and you saw the actual explosions. You couldn't see it because you actually saw the crane moving the cars. I was like, it was really funny.
So yeah, that's the Infinity War.
Fuck, trailer. Really? That went fast. That was a fast hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, for a 2-minute and 30-second trailer.
I don't think it was that long. It might have been 2 minutes and 23 seconds.
Was it?
I think so. Yeah, man. You know, that's the thing with the stuff. Nothing else to talk about.
Nope.
Not unless we want to talk about Tomb Raider.
Do you want to talk about Tomb Raider?
No, not really.
Okay.
I liked it.
I did too. I enjoyed it quite
a
bit.
I was surprised. It was much better than I thought it was going to be.
It was better than those pieces of shit Angelina Jolie made.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
But yeah, anyways, I think that's it for this week's episode. Come Snatchly, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
So natural.
Gross.